from Law School's Freedom Hour on this April 2nd, 2020. My name is Peyman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program. Tonight, I will cover the topic of how to get a stimulus check, the coronavirus stimulus check, if that's what you want to do. What's the pluses? What's the minuses? So I'll give you some cautionary warnings to watch out for and know about so you don't hurt yourself unintentionally by not understanding what's going on with the law and your rights. Because I know this stuff is very confusing. Look, folks, I have a non-personal copy of the Internal Revenue Code. This is IRS's Bible. This is the federal tax laws right here, okay? It's a big, thick book, over 10,000 sections with many subsections. With toilet paper, thin paper, and tiny font, okay? It can be pretty confusing. Well, I want to try to help you with the law to understand the law and your rights about this coronavirus situation, what to make it best fit for yourself. If you have not been, by the way, to Freedom Law School's website, you want to go there at livefreenow.org. Livefreenow.org, the website also should be on your screen. Okay, go there, and folks, you're going to get a whole host of information they did not know existed out there. Lots of answers, solutions. Get to Freedom Law School's website and YouTube channel and subscribe and ring the bell to notification on the right side so you'll be notified when I talk about important information that you want to know about on a regular basis. So we're going to go in a minute just to my screen. I'm going to show you the stuff right there to the screen. And then at the end, we have a separate follow-up presentation for question and answers that you may have about this issue or any freedom-related issue that you may have. So let's go to my screen, folks. We're going to look online. I don't use Google. They're a spy, the enemy of American people that spy on you. I use DuckDuckGo.com, and I type in there, Corona Tax Relief. You can do it just like me. I'm doing all of this. You can follow me along and repeat it on your computer if you like. It's so easy to see. So when you go down, here it is. The first thing that comes up, coronavirus tax relief, Internal Revenue Service, IRS's own website, right? So we're going to open that link in a new tab, and I already have it open here for you, Corona tax relief, okay? Now on this page, okay, there's a lot of detailed information about it, economic impact payments, what you need to know, news releases, and statements. By the way, you know, the tax day now to file a 1040 income tax confession form has changed to July 15th, 90 days delay, April 15th. For 2020 is out of the window. It's now July 15th. So you got three more months for you to think and consider and research and understand the issues about filing a tax return and how and why. Here's some statements by the IRS, frequently asked questions, and more guidance they have on here. So I'm not going to go through all this because it's there for you if you wish to go there. However, the first one is economic impact payment, what you need to know. So we're going to open this link in a new tab because this has the useful information you are looking for. Here it is, economic impact payments, what you need to know is the headline. Okay, so let's go down. This came out March 30th, 2020, just 3 days ago. And what does it say about who is eligible for the economic impact payments? Well, it says that tax filers with adjusted gross income, we're going to come back to the word gross income, remember that? Gross income, up to $75,000 for individuals, and up to $150,000 for married couples filing joint returns will receive the full payment. So what does that say in plain English? If you have gross income, adjusted gross income, $75,000 for single or less. $150,000 or less for a married couple, you get the maximum amount allowed. So let's go back here. It says for filers with income above those amounts, the payment amount is reduced by $5 for each $100. Which, by the way, what it means is this, folks. If you're single, by the time you make $99,000, you're going to get zero. And by the time you make, as a married couple, you make $198,000, by that time you will get zero. Of course, assuming you have no children 16 years or younger with you. Okay, also it says that you can be also get a payment for up to $1,200 for individuals or $2,400 for married couples, as I talked about, and up to $500 for each qualifying child. Okay, so that's the basic gist of how this thing works. If you file, in fact, you have to file. In fact, if you go down on this page, I'll show you folks, okay? Okay, now, how about those of you who haven't filed? People, this question comes up. Okay, people ask me, I'm not typically required to file a tax return. Can I still receive my payments? Well, IRS says yes. The IRS will use information on the form SSA 1099, which is for Social Security payments, RRB 1099, that's for railroad retirement people, okay, and for those who are required, basically. Okay, so you have to file though. They say that bottom line is this. You want to get the money? You have to file a 1040 income tax confession form and tell the IRS what is your adjusted gross income. So we'll have to come to this gross income in a minute, folks. That's important and key. Let's go back to our screen now. And again, the tax deadline, July 15th. I researched that issue before it came up for you again. Forbes Magazine, others talk about it. July 15th, they mention it. Change to July 15th. And the IRS's own website says that, more information. But here's the key, folks. For those of you who are saying, well, should I file a tax return? Should I not? Do I have to file a tax return or not? You know, what if I don't want to file a 1040 form? I don't like this stuff. I don't understand it. You know, can you give me a little bit more on this side also? Well, I will give you some more on this side, folks, because what you got to understand, folks, is something very important, and that is that you could be taking risks when you file these forms. You need to understand the risk of filing these 1040 confession forms, okay? Okay, let's go back to our screen. Let's go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. When you get there, go under Education Materials tab and go down to Eye-Opening Education. Before you do, folks, follow up, remember, you can discover the truth about IRS lies, fraud, and beat the IRS deep state thieves that they are. They're thieves that want your money, folks, with Freedom Law School. And you should sign up and get your free, folks, Freedom Education Package now. All you got to do is by getting started is fill out the information down here, the information here, and click on the orange color button. I want the free Freedom Education, and you're going to get all these lessons emailed to you, no charge, and more. And on top of this, folks, I will mail a package to you in the mail. That costs $5 to create and mail. It's yours for free. Because Freedom Law School is committed, my friends, to help you understand law and your rights and for you to live free and prosperous now. Okay? Let's get back to this now. So here we are at the Education Materials tab. Eye-Opening Education. Open that important page, folks. When you go over there, you see a picture of this woman on the left. She was a former chief judge of the United States Tax Court. She was a lady who ruled on tax cases against the government, against the people, for the government, for the people. She ruled on tax laws. And guess what? The IRS came after her, and the income tax system is so confusing that even she, a former chief judge of the U.S. Tax Court, her name is Judge Krupa, who religiously filed and paid income tax every year, okay, she had issues. She didn't understand it. Without even challenging the charges, she pled guilty and made a deal with the prosecutor's 34-month prison sentence. Wow. 34 months, almost 3 years in prison, even though she religiously filed and paid income taxes every year. Because filing these forms is dangerous. On top of this form, you see the blue area. I made it a little bit bigger for you. It says under penalties of perjury. See that on the blue area? Top center, under penalties of perjury. That is on the signature line next to the big sign words. Yeah, there for you to sign in big words, big letters, sign in tiny print under penalties of perjury. What is that? What is under penalties of perjury? Do you understand what you're signing? Do you know what you're signing, what that is? I bet you don't. I bet you 99% of you have no idea. You thought it was just, oh, no big deal. I just signed a piece of paper like on hotel room reservations and, you know, the car rental, whatever, no big deal. It's a huge deal. I'll show you, okay? This means under oath, okay? That means that you're swearing that everything is true, correct, and complete, okay? And folks, all you got to do to qualify for this is to file a 1040 confession form, tax return, misnamed return by the IRS. Pay what you think you owe on it or get a refund, like a coronavirus stimulus check, and then wait for the IRS to pick on your 1040 income tax confession form and disagree with your confessions and charge you criminally. Folks, that's all it takes. We asked to come after you, try to put you in prison because you fill out that piece of paper you thought was an innocent thing. It's a big deal. And if you look at what you signed, it says on the top that you swear, I say, I declare that I've examined this return and it's all correct and complete. It's got to be correct and complete. Yes, if it's not in every way correct and complete, it's prison time. Folks, there's more on this. You're going to watch. Read this links on this page, folks. I'm not going to go over it right now. Okay? And relying on the law is what Freedom Law School teaches you to keep you safe from going to jail for income taxes. Folks, be safe. Listen, watch this video. Be safe. Understand law and your rights. Okay? Relying on the law. I explain it all to you in more detail slowly. And click on these hyperlinks to understand the law and your rights better, okay? And folks, IRS has fallen apart, okay? There's, educate yourself about all this stuff, okay? Anyhow, let's get back now. We're going to go back to the topic. We're going to talk about taxes applying to you. So let's go and look up this Supreme Court case called Gould. This is Gould, G-O-U-L-D space V period space Gould, G-O-U-L-D. When you search that, like I did, folks, here comes up the answer. Open that link in a new tab. Several versions come up. Here is Gould versus Gould, a 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. Okay. Now here's the syllabus, a summary of the case. If you click on this case, you'll come up the actual full case, which I did here, and here it is, the actual case of Gould versus Gould, okay? The whole case. I'm going to take you down to the relevant part of this 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case, and here's what it says. It's very important in the interpretation or understanding of statutes or laws, levying, which means imposing taxes, in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is established rule, well-known rule, not to extend their provisions. What? Provisions of tax laws by implication. There is no tax by implying that's got to be there. There's no such thing. There's no such thing, tax and my implication, beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the language of the law clearly shows, or to enlarge their operations, operation of the tax laws, so as to embrace, which means include matters, things, or people, not specifically pointed out. If it's not specifically pointed out, it's not taxed. That simple. Now, just as important is the next sentence. In case of doubt, any doubts, you're not sure in any way, folks. I'm not sure. Here's what you got to do. According to U.S. Supreme Court, the tax laws are construed or interpreted. Okay? You must understand the tax laws, accept them, most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Wow. You didn't know that, did you? That's right. It's all in your favor. You are free. The government must prove why you must have to file a tax return, 1040 confession form, or pay it in the first place. Let's continue now without understanding a background. Because we're going to go now look up on internet the federal laws. 26 USC House.gov. What is that? Well, folks, there is 54 categories of federal law in America. Okay, category 26 is the Internal Revenue Code, which is right here. I showed you the federal tax laws. This whole book is all available now for free online. When I got it 20 years ago, you had to have a book like this. Now, thanks to internet, it's on your computer. Free. Okay, so let's go. So that's what I'm going to type in there. 26USCHouse.gov, because while we're doing that search, what we're going to get is this, folks. We're going to get, here it is, the second one, OLRC. Open that link in the new tab, Office of Law Revision Council. Here it is. On the top left is a seal of the U.S. House of Representatives of the federal government. On the top, it says Office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code, and it says that the United States Code, USC, is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. It is prepared by the Office of the Law Revisional Council of the United States House of Representatives. Who is that, folks? That's the lawyers that the U.S. House of Representatives hires. This is as official as you can get about publication law that you and me and government officials, IRS agents, judges, everybody must follow, right? Let's go back to it now. Let's go look up, when you go down, for example, you see Title I is on general provisions, Title III is on president, Title VII is on agriculture, Title 13 on census, and on, here's Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, okay? It's got many different subtitles. Anyhow, we're going to look up some code sections here, and here I'm going to look up section 6012. All you got to do is type in 26 space, USC space, the section you're looking for, 6012 space, and then house.gov, and you will get the official version from this website. Okay, persons required to make a return. Let's open that link in a new tab, and here it is. The law comes up, persons required to make returns of income. We go down further, and this section about, what does it say? Returns with respect to income taxes under Subtitle A shall be made by the following: every individual having for the taxable year gross income which equals or exceeds the exemption amount. So that's the key word, is having gross income. You have gross income, for example, right? That's key. You know, the same thing is about someone who is not married, okay? And then you got someone who is the head of the household, someone who is a surviving spouse. All of these things, the key is the word having gross income. They keep bringing up the name in every paragraph here, in every sentence, the term gross income. You got to have gross income. So let's look it up. What the heck is gross income? Here it is. We're going to look up 26 USC space 61house.gov. We search that, right? And here the answer comes up. Open a link in the new tab. And I have it here for you. Ah, gross income defined. Okay, here, folks, look at this. Gross income defined. What is it? Well, it's very interesting. Look at this list, folks. It says, except as otherwise provided in the subtitle, gross income means all income from whatever source derived, including but not limited to the following items. Compensation for services, including fees, commissions, fringe benefits, and other items. It includes also things like royalties, dividends, annuities. What is missing from the list, folks? What is glaringly missing from this list? Think. There's 14 lines. What is missing from these 14 lines? Give up? I'll tell you. Look again. Wages and salaries are not there. Look again. Here it is, folks. Look at the list. What's not here is wages or salaries. They include fees. How many people make a living off a fee? Someone who marries you or no republic? They include even like, you know, royalties. How many people make royalties off movies or music or oil rig they have? Very few. They include fringe benefits. I mean, come on, that's a nothing piddly benefit of having a job. You get fringe benefit on top of a wage or salary. What is that? Nothing. Right? But wages and salaries are not in here. Yep, that's right, because it was never meant to be in here. It's not in here. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, come on, Maimon. America has been paying filing income tax for over 70 years. 70. You hear that, Paymon? 70 years, because there's a law. Obviously, it includes everything because it says including but not limited to. Well, no. This list means something. This list means it's these things. Otherwise, what's not here is not there. Who says that? Not me. The U.S. Supreme Court says that, and I'll show you in just a minute. Watch this. Now look up this court case of Meese versus Keene, M-E-E-S-E space, V period, which is versus, space, Keene, K-E-E-N-E. Search that court case, folks. The answer comes up over that link in the new tab. And when it does come up, here it is. It's a 1987 U.S. Supreme Court case. Here's a syllabus, a summary of the case here. But we want to go to the actually case itself. So put that link in the new tab and hear what we get, folks. Here it is. Case of Meese versus Keene, okay? On page 481, okay, to 485, folks, here it is. It is axiomatic, which means obvious, self-evident, that the statutory definition of the term, which means a definition in statutes or laws. Statutes or laws. So legal definition made in laws of that term excludes unstated meanings of that term. That was not listed. It's not there. Wages and salaries are not there. Therefore, they're not included in gross income. See, so you don't have no gross income, folks. To be liable for the income tax, right? Most of you don't, according to what I've shown you so far, right? To what I've shown you, those wages and salary people have no taxable requirement. I'm not sure in a minute why none of you do as Americans, but let's get back, continue on this. Now, look at this, folks. The court says, as judges, it is our duty to construe, which means understand legislation or laws as it is written. As it is written, not as it might be read by a layman like you. The average man is a layman. Not as it might be read by you, or as it might be understood by someone who has not even read it. Yes, folks. You had never seen the laws before until I showed them to you. So your interpretation doesn't matter, right? Or the average person. What matters is what it is written, okay? We have to construe legislation as it is written. And it's written that wages, the salaries are not included in there. Let's go further. Okay, we're going to go further in the tax laws. Getting interesting, folks? Oh, yes. It's going to get much more interesting. Wait. Okay, get more interesting. We'll look up on the 26 U.S.C., section 7701, same way I've showed you with house.gov at the end. We search that and open that answer in the right click in a new tab. And here it is in definitions. It comes up. Here is definitions, folks. It defines so many things that you take for granted, like you find the word person, you know, corporation, domestic. You think these are obvious terms. Why do they need definition? Look at some of these definitions are very long. Look at husband and wife. Is that a definition? Yes, according to the IRS, according to Congress. How about domestic billing and loan association? Look at that definition, how long it is. And so specific. Referring to other specific clauses of different laws, right? Well, guess what? We're going to go back up and go define the term United States and state. Well, that's pretty easy, right? You would think United States means the 50 states, California, New York, Texas, Florida, and the rest, right? And that's what that and the state means also any of those states individually. Again, Florida is a state, Texas is a state, right? Wrong. According to the U.S. Supreme Court and the Congress of the United States. Let's take a closer look together. Okay? Here it is, folks. United States. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, well, folks, that's the only sense that matters. The geography, what landmass geography covers. We want to know that, right? Well, what is it? It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Huh. They even bother mentioning the District of Columbia and only states, not any states listed individually, but only D.C.? What? Well, how about the term state? Let's look at that. Well, the term state shall, which means must, be construed or interpreted to include the District of Columbia. That's mentioned again, that whole D.C. again, but no state is mentioned. California, New York, not in there. Where such construction is necessary or interpretation is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Wow. So it's all Washington, D.C. 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 United States means D.C. The term state is also D.C. The whole Internal Revenue Code is D.C. Because remember, folks, in the beginning of this whole section, what does it say? Let's look at that. When used in this title, the term United States means D.C. The state means D.C. In this entire title, what is that, folks? Here. This is it. In the entire Internal Revenue Code, this whole thing, state and United States are all D.C. Where does this apply? This book? To France? Germany? Italy? No. In the United States. in states, which they mean D.C. They don't mention any of the 50 states. Now, I know some of you are thinking, oh, Paymon, come on. Obviously, 50 states got to be in there because, you know, even though the Supreme Court said that, because income tax has been around for over 70 years in all the 50 states. How can the 50 states not be in there? Well, it's not. And we have to read the laws as it is written, right? Let's do a little bit more search on the laws by ourselves. Here we go. Let's go now look up Section 26 USC 4612. Again, put house.gov at the end. Search that when the answer comes up. Okay, bingo. Let's open that in a new tab. I have it open here for you. Ah, look at that, folks. What this is, 26 USC 4612, definitions and special rules. From Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. Subtitle D, Miscellaneous Excise Taxes. Chapter 38, Environmental Taxes. Subchapter A, Tax on Petroleum or Oil. Let's go see special definitions and rules they have here. Because it says that for the purposes of this subchapter, only this subchapter, the defined things, for example, crude oil includes crude oil, condensate, and natural gasoline. Okay, fine. How about petroleum products? Well, they define it for you very specifically that it includes crude oil. Guys, you see that? Even the most obvious stuff, they define it to make sure there's no misunderstanding. They don't mince words, folks. They can write them as long as they want to. They don't forget to say things if they want to say it. They don't say it because it's simply not there. Watch. Let's go down to the United States, okay? In general, the term United States means, wow, look at that. The 50 states. There they are, folks. We found them. The 50 states mentioned right there in the tax law by Congress. They did not forget to say it. It's not presumed or assumed. Remember, there's no Gould versus Gould. There's no taxing by implication, by implying. And the Supreme Court of Mies versus Gould, Keene said what? Mies versus Keene said we must read the law as it is written. Right? If something is, right? And here it is, folks. Look at this. Now in the mention of 50 states specifically, oh, the good old District of Columbia is also there, but let's not stop. They also include the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Any possession of the United States, like America, Samoa, for example. Now look at this, folks, for good measure. Congress also remembered to include the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, which I bet you almost none of you knew existed. And the trust territory of the Pacific Islands, which I bet you almost none of you definitely knew about, didn't know such a thing existed. These specific tiny possessions and territories of the United States are mentioned along with the 50 states when Congress has the authority, has the intent to tax. Oil, they can do that. But they cannot do that when it comes to your money. In short, folks, I won't get into more detail right now, but at other YouTube channels, I'll talk about it. Freedom Law School presentation. The U.S. Constitution has some limitations, taxing powers of the United States government. When it comes to coming after you directly, you and your pocketbook, they cannot do that directly. They can do that too. Like oil, imports, excises. but not when it comes to taxing you directly. That's why they deliberately wrote the law for income tax for Washington, D.C. So you don't have to file income tax. Now, some of you, for example, work at a restaurant, work at a gymnasium, work at the stadium, or some of the events. Last year, you had a decent income. You made maybe $30,000 a year, maybe $80,000 a year, whatever you made. The government is telling you that, hey, you pay income tax on all that money. Pay us $5,000 or $20,000 of taxes, and we'll give you maybe $1,200 back. You know, maybe $2,400, maybe a few hundred dollars extra for your kids. You know, but you know, follow that confession form under oath. Swear it's all true, correct, and complete. First, put the rope around your neck, hand it to the IRS, let them pick on you, maybe put you in prison. You take the chance, folks. You don't believe me? I'm going to show you right now what a big chance you're taking when you actually do this stuff, okay? Let's go to my screen, folks. This is a page of Fear of Moscow I had on you on Eye-Opening Education with the tax code Judge Krupa, folks. You're looking here, folks, that in the IRS proof, this is article shows that if you file a income tax return like Judge Krupa, your chance to go to jail are 10 times more than if you do nothing. Yes. Open that link, folks, and you see the answers right here. Here's the chart. Here's, folks, by the IRS's own website at irs.gov right here, that in years 13, 14, 15, they put in all categories, anywhere from 2,800, about 3,000 people in jail, folks. Total convictions, people in jail, all categories. But another page of the IRS, which I have here, separate page, which I put back to back with the other one, shows for non-filers. The IRS's non-filer initiative, the total convictions of non-filers is about 200 people a year or less. Yes, well, look at this. So vast majority of people, of these 3,000 people, are filers that went to prison. Very few, small minority, under 200, were non-filers. Most, about 2,800 a year, were filers. Under 200, on the average, were non-filers. Pretty amazing, huh? And folks, it gets even more, folks, okay? Look at this link. Check out the IRS, the real paper tiger, folks, here I have here. And that shows you, folks, that here it is. Look at this. There's a lot of people that don't file 1040 income tax confession form. You may be one of them watching this, folks. Look at this. I'm gonna make this bigger for you to see, okay? I'm going to make it even bigger. This is a letter from the IRS, the real paper tiger. This is a letter from the IRS, okay, sent on September 24th, 1998, Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service in Washington, D.C., to Mr. Duan Abel in Portland, Oregon. Okay? Let's go down. It says, thank you for your letter to Mr. Charles O. Rosati, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, dated July 7th, 1998. We are pleased, let me zoom out a little bit. We are pleased to provide you with the following information. Based on our IRS's 1996 tax file program, we estimate. What? The IRS estimates? They don't know. They're not counting you or him. Have an exact number of 63,152,988. No, they have no accurate number. They don't even know. It's rounded to nearest million. Give me 64 million. Give me 62. Give me 66. Give me 60 million. It's all a good yes. 63 is a yes by the IRS, right? 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return. And on top of this, initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. See, this is not people that, oh, you only made $2,000 last year, only $5,000, low income. According to the IRS, they made above the minimum filing requirements. Yes. It's people that IRS were required to file to according to them and didn't file. Folks, the IRS lost control a long time ago. You just didn't know that. They're not putting 63 million people in jail, are they? No. Less than 200 people a year. So this myth that you're going to go to jail if you don't file income tax is just that, a bunch of myth, bunch of deception, folks. And just like the other AIDS hoax. And folks, right now, this coronavirus issue, you find out it's full of lies and deceptions. I'll cover another time, another presentation of Freedom Law School to open the eyes to the truth, my friends. So here we go, folks. The IRS says that this estimate is based on the data available to this service, the IRS, on the individual master file of the IRS. Okay, folks, you can read this letter. More on your own later on. It's all right there, future don't see. Okay? All right, folks. Well, here is, let me summarize for you. You want to get some of that $1,200 for single, $2,400 for marriage couple? You better make under $75,000 as a single, $150,000 as a couple. If you make over $99,000 as a single person, you get zip. You make $198,000 or more as a married couple, you get zip. $500 extra per child credit. Oh, wow, big deal. That would really solve your job. You lost your job as a waiter in a restaurant. You know, $500 really goes a long way toward your rent, right? Wrong. It doesn't, right? But they want you to pay tax on last year, okay, as a waiter or waitress, a lot of money. And it gets you used to this game. Keep you going on this thing because people are stopping filing 1040 income tax confession form. IRS is not able to come after all these non-filers. Okay? So the better option, in my opinion, is there's no law requiring you or the average American in any of the 50 states to file income tax anyways. Even if you make royalties or annuities or commissions, it doesn't matter. All that gross income definition applies to the United States and the states, which according to the definitions in Internal Revenue Code, Washington, D.C. If you live in Washington, D.C., it could apply to you. But the rest of you, if you don't live in D.C., it does not apply to you. So if it was me, I keep my money for the last year. Now, let me ask you something, folks. I just showed you how you've been lied to, how you've been deceived. You've been robbed all these years, folks. You were deceived into filing a 1040 income tax confession form and pay a tax that you did not owe. You did not owe that money. How many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars or maybe millions even, you have been robbed illegally by the deep state IRS management crooks and the major media that pushes their agenda. How much? You add it up. Go. Add it up. How much? How old are you? How many years you've been working? How much you make a year approximately? How much have been stolen from you? And what do they do with that money? They use it to deceive you. To deceive you and to further enslave you. And what is $2 trillion stimulus package? Most of it is not going to people like you. It's going to bail out the big banks, the big corporations, the airlines. Not the average American like you. So why should you support and pay for your own destruction? Why? You, my friend, have no legal, moral, conscientious, or ethical duty to pay for your own self-destruction. The United States government has become a federal mafia. By force of deception and fear, they want to enslave you, take your money, and make you poor. Are you going to put up with that? Are you going to support them to destroy you further? I don't know about you, but I believe in what the founding father, Patrick Henry, said. He didn't know about the other people. And he said, as to me, give me liberty or give me death. Folks, stand up for something. Mean for something. Have your life be about something special. Not a meek. Not a slave. Not a snail or sheep to be pushed over the edge and go along with it and support it. This is the law. I showed you from U.S. Supreme Court and Congress of the United States that represents we, the American people, and government employees are knowingly and deliberately in the IRS and their allies in the Department of Injustice, and even some of the lower-level judges are knowingly and deliberately ignoring the law because they believe the community, the society knows better what to do with your money. That's socialism. That's communism. They put you out of work with this coronavirus hysteria. You have no job. Now you got to go file a confession form on a penalty perjury. Please give me a little bit of money, $1,200, okay? Maybe $2,400, please. And then how about for my kids, $500 for each? Yeah, for just a few thousand bucks of crumbs. How much would you have made more for yourself on your own if they let you have your job? Don't have this, but this hoax, scary that you cannot go to a job. Close your restaurant. Close your job down. And you can't pay your rent. Worry about how I'm going to pay my electric bill this month. All this is done for your destruction. It's up to you, folks. I'm going to do something about it and help you do your part. Now go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. Get your free freedom education package. One. Two, go to YouTube, okay, and Freedom Law School YouTube channel, become a subscriber. And ring the bell so you're going to get information like this that you're not going to get any place else on the internet. Nowhere like Freedom Law School does. And, my friends, do your part. Pass it on to your friends, your family members. What good is it if you just know it? And if they don't want to hear you, fine. That's their choice. But you give them the chance. You give them the opportunity to learn the truth, my friend. Give them a chance. That's all you got to do. And let the word, let the truth out. Folks, we're about love of truth, of freedom, of peace and prosperity for you and everybody out there. What are they about? Keeping your fear. With fear of keeping slavery. They steal your money and give you a little bit of crumbs if you fill out the confession form. Don't allow them to do that to you. Don't let them reduce you to that. Stand up like a man, folks. And Freedom Law School is there to assist you, to help you with all that. So with that, folks, I love you all. Thank you for giving your time and listen to me in this presentation. Hope you come back and listen to more educational material of Freedom Law School. And now I'm going to go to the next section on a different presentation and answer the questions that people have about this presentation and other freedom questions that you may have for free every Thursday night I do it. Okay, folks, we're going to go to your questions now, okay? About the presentation tonight I made on the topic of how to get the most from the free coronavirus stimulus money. Okay. Now, your questions, folks, you have some on YouTube. We're going to put on the screen the telephone number for you to call to ask questions live. You see it on the screen, 573-831-7555. Dial the number with questions and press 1 on your telephone keypad to let us know you have a question. Any questions will be answered one person at a time. Okay? While I do that, folks, I'm going to go to some of your comments and questions on YouTube sidebar. Okay? Okay. Hello, Rand. Okay, old friend from Tustin. Wow, long time, Rand. Good to see you. Good to see you found me on the internet, my friend. Okay. Damien Patterson says my volume is a little bit low. Well, Damien, my technician says usually that maybe the caller's volume may be low. We'll check on that, though, okay? Hopefully it sticks by now, if it's our side. And House of Nathan asks, are household goods taxed? Not by the federal government. No, household goods are not taxed anywhere that I know of in America. Okay? And Brian Parker says, about tactical sovereignty. Yes, Brian, great point you make, my friend. He says, is this whole coronavirus thing a plandemic? Yes, a planned epidemic. They had, I'm going to do a presentation on this topic, and I'm going to put it on YouTube. Okay, so if you get on YouTube channel Freedom Law School, I will talk about how this whole coronavirus hysteria hoax was all planned out. Okay, but that's going to be a separate presentation. I'll get to that. Thank you for bringing it up, Ryan. So let's see what else we got. Brian asked, what about a friend with benefits? Maybe they want to tax that. Okay. All right. Let's see. What are the comments we have? They're maybe toward me, so I can answer those for you. Grumbles says, I don't file because only government workers and corporations are required to file by the code of law. Good point. The only people in the law required to file are people in the United States and the states. And even the corporations. Even the corporations, only the United States and the states. You want me to show you too? It's going to blow you away. Hold on, folks. I'm going to show you. You're going to be surprised. Even that applies only to the, even the corporations, only in D.C. paying income tax. Okay? Remember on the definitions, right? When using this title. Right? Okay? Of course, they define the term corporation, right? But how about the word domestic and foreign? Look at that, folks. The term domestic, when applied to a corporation or partnership, means created or organized in the United States or under the law of the United States or of any state. Which, of course, we just saw means Washington, D.C. So even corporations are domestic within D.C. are required to file and pay income tax. Okay? Because foreign means, check this out, foreign when applied to a corporation or partnership means a corporation or partnership which is not domestic. Yes. So a foreign corporation could be in, for example, Germany, Japan, Italy, England, or California, Texas, or New York. They're all foreign to Washington, D.C. I know it's mind-blowing, folks, but you just read it, folks. The Supreme Court orders us, we must read the law as it is written, right? So there you have the answer. As a corporation outside D.C., no law requires you to file and income tax either. Let's continue. All right. Okay, nine words. To fear, FTG says, only 4 likes and 43 people watching. Don't forget to express yourself. I don't know about you, but I like the truth. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you loving the truth. Folks, 43 people watching. What if every one of you puts this on your Facebook page? Right? email it to your friends, right? Other social media, YouTube, and ask them to, hey, what do you think about this? This blows me away. Am I missing something? Please, I'm going crazy. I need to get a clarity on this. Am I the only one that sees this? Try that. And give them an opportunity to be exposed to the magic of truth. Okay? All right. I think we can go to the questions on the Freedom Hour. Okay. We have some more comments. John calls them the pirates. Yes, they are the pirates. And someone else calls this coronavirus hoax a pandemic plan and a dem panic. Yep. Yesenia Montes de Oca, how do we find a lock and letter? I put exempt on my dad before now. IRS will force a lock and letter and have my employee withhold thoughts. Boy, that's a big one. You know, I did a thing on that, and I'm going to do another one. I'm doing a really good one on this issue. I have a really complete one on the lock and letter. I want to. But you see, I got to do my homework. I have to do it right for you guys. Okay? I've done a thing about it a little bit. But let me see if on our YouTube channel, a thing I have something for you to refer you folks. YouTube channel is a source for you guys. Okay? Go and take advantage of it. I'm going to do just like you. I'm going to show you. Here's what I do. I go to our website. Go to Freedom Hour. When you click on the Freedom Hour, go on and click on YouTube. Appreciate you'll be on BitChute also, okay? You can check it out, and Brighton. And there, folks, the videos are linked for you here and the date order, newest, first, oldest, last. And I think I did one on lock and letter late last year. Just like you, I go down, scroll the stuff, and to see if I've done one on the subject. I haven't done one exactly the way I want because I've done more work on the subject. I got to do more on it. But I will do one. I promise you as soon as I can do one. Maybe I didn't do one on it. Okay. So, folks, here's what I'm going to do. Okay. Hate to tell you this, but yes, unfortunately, one option is to leave the IRS. I mean, leave your job. You're not going to do that. I know that. Most of you can't do that. Okay. But what you want to do, tell your employer that you're not subject to withholding at all in the first place, okay? And follow up, okay? It's not going to be easy, you know, because these big corporations are in on enslaving the American people. Depends how big your employer is. They might listen to you. They may not. Look at this. On the Freedom Law School's website under Educational Materials, go down to How to Stop Income Tax Withholding, okay? And then here, how to stop income tax withholding through Congress. You find step-by-step instructions on how to stop income tax withholding. It applies to lock and letter in large part, but not specifically. I have sample letter here to write to congressman. Click on the plus on right side. Okay, a sample letter, boom, opens up for you. Fill in the blank. There it is, folks. All the laws in there are hyperlinked to the source of the law, okay? Here's, for example, look at this, section 7701, right-click on that, open that link in the new tab, bam, there it is. You see the law for yourself. Everything here is hyperlinked, okay? And you send this letter to your congressman, and then you follow up with your employer after 60 days that you're not subject to withholding at all in the first place. So that's the best quick answer I'll have you on the situation to give you at this time, okay, without going further into too much detail, which I plan to do. I will. Okay, I'm going to go to questions on the people ask questions in just a second. Let's see. All right. Thank you, MRGF78. I share it to Facebook Weekly. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for doing your part to spread the message of truth, folks, okay? Let's go to your questions. We have area code 949 caller, Orange County, California, area code 819, and area code 810. Okay. So, folks, I want your first name only. Only your first name. Do not tell me your last name because of your privacy. I don't want to give it away. Then tell me if you have Freedom Austin's Freedom Education Package that we give away, because you should get it, folks. Sign up for it and then go ahead and ask your questions. So call from area code 949. What is your first name, my friend?
My name is John, and I sent you a deficiency notice, and I don't know if you had time to look at it. I just signed up today or yesterday. Just was introduced through a mutual friend, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Yes, John, I got your friend, and a good friend, yes. He did send me, referred it to me, and I'm happy for all of you folks. I can help you all with up to 10 pages of paperwork for free on the Freedom Hour, okay? Help you guys at free of charge. I'm happy to do so. So that's what happened here, okay? What we got here, John, you got this notice of deficiency, which I see here. Okay, the one that was scanned in the system, by the way, guys, it was scanned every other page. And my God, so next time you're going to get it every page. I don't have it to show, but every other page is there. But what I remember, I looked at earlier today, John, basically they claimed that this company paid you money you did not show on your 1040 income tax confession form. Correct?
Correct. Correct.
And then you have a letter, you have an email actually from the company saying that they didn't make any payments to you in the year 2017. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, because I remember you filed apparently for 2017, a 1040 income tax confession form. You were deceived like most Americans, believing you're supposed to do it. And you put out there you had about $30,000 of wages. And then the IRS added about $100,000 of wages to that. But the company says they didn't pay that money to you, right?
That's correct.
Okay, well, the thing to do for you, and IRS, of course, wants bunch of taxes from you about what over $20,000. Oh, here we go. The page came. Here we go. Let me put your page on the screen without the SS number on there. Okay, here we go. I have it on page on the screen. I'm gonna bring it up for everybody to see without the. I'm gonna cover up everything else. Okay, on my screen so everybody can see it. So here it is, folks. They say as shown on return. Okay, it might be a little small. Writing, but it is what it is. I'm sorry, guys. But as corrected, IRS added $135,000 to it, and they claim that he didn't include $110,000, roughly $109,000, and he owes $22,000 roughly to the IRS. Okay? Well, what you should do in this case is to petition U.S. Tax Court and challenge all this nonsense. Okay? Freedom Law School can help you with that process, okay? And unfortunately, the problem is your accountants don't know how to do it. Your bookkeepers don't know how to do it. Your CPAs don't know how to do it. And tax attorneys are very expensive, okay? It's
right,
not worth hiring
right.
those guys. But Freedom Law School can do right. it for you relatively very inexpensively, and help you be free, okay? So let me suggest you probably want to do a more detailed private one-on-one consultation, but you got time because you have until April 20th to petition tax court. Well, right now you have 17 days left.
Right.
You must petition tax court by the 20th. Certified mail
got me.
For mailing on or before April 20th. You must do that, okay? So do that. And I can help you with that process. Do it properly and correctly. And if you do that, then none of this will go on. Everything's put on hold. IRS cannot assess or fix, amount, or collect anything from you. It's all legally frozen. The tax court is closed right now until sometime, I think, end of June, officially. Yes, they're closed until the end of June. In fact, I'm going to put that on the website. So you can see that for yourself, ustaxcourt.gov is a website, okay? So they're going to get your mail. It'll be timely. Here it is, ustaxcourt.gov, their website. They say that trial sessions through through July 3rd are canceled. They're going to do more of it. They're going to cancel the trial, I'm sure, through later on. And they say that mail sent by delivery, USPS, is being held while the tax court building is closed. They are closed. But it doesn't matter, John. You must mail it on time. So do a couple of these before by certified mail. Proof of mailing, I want you to keep that. That green white slip with the name of the U.S. tax court and address on there. With a stamp of the post office, got to have that on there. Okay, do that. Meanwhile, get this to your law school with a one-on-one private consultation, my friend. And I'll be able to go over things in more detail for you, help you understand what's going on, and give you the options how to go from here. Your cost, benefits, risks, every way. And from there, you can go properly go forward and do the right thing. Okay? Is that helpful to you?
Very good. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. My pleasure, John. Let's go to area code 818, also from the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State, where I used to live, from the 818 of the Heart of the Beast in LA area. Hello, my friend. What is your first name?
Good afternoon, Payman. You can call me Greg.
Greg, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up? And God, can you turn him off for me, please?
Yeah.
Greg, right?
You can call me Greg, yes.
Yes, Greg. All right, my friend.
Do you remember watching the movies called Mission Impossible?
Not the movie, but the TV series.
TV series,
absolutely.
Yes. TV series, yes.
Yes.
I believe that's what we're living in, the Mission Impossible. That's what's happening all around us with the media and all of the things that they're feeding us as far as things that may be happening around, as far as this pandemic actually is concerned.
Plandemic. The hoax.
Yes.
The corona hoax, yes.
There is some truth in it, but it's a little bit of a serious flu, but that's about it. I know we may be deviating from the topic, but I believe this is a very good plot to get rid of a lot of the people who are under the Social Security and Medicare so that the expenses will go down, and also will make all of the middle class and the lower class people subservient to the upper class who have all the money, actually currency. The next page that I do see that's going to be happening.
Well, go on, Greg. What's your question, my friend? I appreciate your sharing that, but the callers, listeners want to hear your question.
The question that I have is, the next page that will be happening in this movie will be converting to an electronic dollar for the U.S. and the world. How will this electronic dollar be affecting
they cannot do that.
They're
trying to do it by voluntarily. They're trying to, but it won't be overnight, folks. This has been hundreds of years in planning. Let me tell you something real quick. I'm going to segue on that issue just because you brought it up, okay? Okay.
Yes.
The issue of lawful money, okay? All you got to do is on the search engine type U.S. legal tender law, okay? All you got to do is that, and at the end, add USC. U.S. legal tender law, USC search, and the answer comes up. Bingo! Well, you can add Bobby at the food at house.gov. Maybe that works, right? Let's see. Oh, yeah, there it is. 31 USC 5103, legal tender. Okay? Open that law. I'm going to read it with you, folks. Here it is, legal tender. United States coins and currency, including Federal Reserve notes and circulating notes of the Federal Reserve banks and national banks, are a legal tender for all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues. Okay?
Yes.
That means, in short, if you owe taxes, if you owe any public charges or dues, if you owe anybody for your home mortgage, your credit card bill, or any kind of a bill to somebody, you go and in person offer a bunch of Federal Reserve notes like this. Doesn't matter. It could be these $1 Federal Reserve notes, or it could be one of these bigger $100 Federal Reserve notes. Doesn't matter. You offered it, they have to take it. If they don't take it, they reject it, your debt is paid.
But yeah. They can change that law tomorrow. Well, after they come back from
if
the vacation.
If they do that, then guess what? They're going to have the problem is that people are start making a contract that I want to only get paid in gold and silver. Woo-hoo. Something that holds up its value. The way they foisted upon us, these Federal Reserve notes, in 1930s by executive order, their crooked criminal, treacherous Franklin Roosevelt, the President of the United States, ordered Americans to give up their gold, just like this coronavirus hoax, by scaring them.
1933.
That's going to put you in jail.
Yes.
Right? And so American people did that. They said, but don't worry, we'll give you silver for that, Federal Reserve notes, that you cannot get gold for it anymore. And by 1964, another treasonous President Johnson said, no more silver for you either, and they wrote these laws that you have to accept the Federal Reserve notes as money. Because people want to make contracts for gold and silver, real money, and the law says, you cannot do that. That contract is void. You must accept legal tender. And this goes way back to Abraham Lincoln and the war against the South that he did, and that issue was decided way back then, that the greenbacks of Lincoln were legal tender, even though they were not gold or silver or gold or silver back. So that's the short thing I'm going to do with this topic and other Freedom Hour issues I'll do on this topic. How you can pay your credit card companies by offering them cash in person, let them reject it. All right, so what they're trying to do is when they buy at the groceries, at the restaurant, the restaurateur gets scared. Oh, I don't want to get coronavirus from you. So don't give me your dirty cash. Give me your credit card or debit card.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, guess what? Okay, we'll put that in the machine. Folks, that's how they're trying to do it. But they're going to lose your business. Go to the other restaurants. That's all. Walmart, supermarkets, they'll always take your cash. So you're fine. Okay? Do you have any other questions, Greg, before I go to the next caller from 810?
No, that's it.
All right, my friend. Thank you for your very good question. Let's go to Utah now and area code 810 caller. What is your first name, my friend? Are you there? Call from area code 810.
Yes.
I'm here to answer your question.
Daniel,
what is your first name?
From Michigan. Can you
Daniel,
hear me?
Hello there. Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Turn down a little too loud here. Yes. Yes,
so
Daniel.
My question that I have is that since back in 2008, I partially paid for taxes because my ex had forced me and her parents forced me to pay for income taxes where they believed that there was a law that was requiring and striking me to the Sixth Amendment where we had to pay for income tax. After things had went down for her and I stopped paying. But the point where I'm going to this and the question will come right after this is that 2019, I filed for a tax return with everything. All that never came back due to other type of reasons. But now with the stimulus type of bill, with everybody getting their checks, will I get something back in return or will I not see anything back?
2008 year, whatever you did is way too old. So forget about that altogether, period. That's way too old. Nothing can anybody do about it by law, period.
Okay.
2019 stands on its own. If you file a confession form, 1040 confession form, that will be decided on its own merits, whatever you put on there. I don't know what you put on there. It depends on what you put on there.
Okay. That completely answers my question because it's like I filed for that and never got anything back because it went towards a completely different type of debt. And now with so many people that have not been paying in for taxes and everything that I'm just wondering even for the non-tax taxpayers and whatnot, if they're even going to get any of this or if we're just going to be tossed aside and saying that, nope, and having the government point up their middle fingers to us and saying that, good luck, enjoy society. It's like, that's where I'm trying to go at and whatnot.
What do you mean by this? I'm sorry. What do you mean by this? I don't understand. Getting in here, what do you mean by this?
by this is for the checks that every American citizen is going to receive for in the stimulus bill for the $1,200 check. That's what I mean.
Oh, they will give that to you. Realistically, I think they're going to give it to you. They don't want to see American people on this illusion that the government is their best friend.
Okay.
It represents them. It's like mommy or daddy. People talk about the president as if it's his, my president, like it's their personal mom or dad. Okay? They're just people out there. And most of them are crook. Trump is one of the very few who is not a crook. He's just a billionaire who is getting $1 a day to try to leave a legacy for himself by making America great. As much as I disagree with many decisions he makes, I agree with many others that he makes, at least he's not a crook. Okay, but all these congressmen, senators, most of them are crook. I think Massey from Kentucky is the best of the congressmen out there from Kentucky. Okay.
Okay.
So anyhow, they're gonna do that because they don't wanna get the average American upset that you're not gonna get that your piece of cheese. Here's your little cheese crumbs. Okay? They don't wanna get you upset at that when I get your cheese crumbs. They're gonna give you a cheese crumb. Okay?
Right. I do have another question on top of that, too, really quickly, is that I was writing out to my counselor by email, which he's part of for this movement and has been helping me very greatly and for educating myself from you, too, is that his wife was stating that for the IRS and also for the Federal Reserve, after all this mess is done over with and everything has come to pass, that that the Federal Reserve and IRS are going to want their fair share. Is that true from everything that's going on right now and all that money that's flowing out into the economy? Is that going to
I'm not sure what you mean. They want their fair share of what? What have been asked for fair share of what from you? What are you talking
the
about?
The fair share of all this money that's going out into circulation that they're going to want their piece of money back from all the money that people are getting from the $1,200, if that makes sense.
Hold on. It doesn't work that way, my friend. Okay. The Federal Reserve is the one creating the money out of thin air and lending it out to their buddies at near 0% interest. So they can go buy U.S. Treasury bonds and Treasury bills, government borrowing papers, and make easy money, profits for their buddies. That's what they're doing. And throw some money to the special interest group out there, like big corporations, like the airlines and others. That's what they're doing. That's what the game works. They're doing all this other stuff. Okay, they don't want that little your crumbs of $1,200. Don't worry about that. Okay, another question. We have another call for you called Diamond already. The question.
I'm all good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, my friend. Okay, by the way, folks, I was when I went to the University of California, my degree was in business, focused on economics, finance, and marketing. And I was a mortgage agent for 6 months, loan real estate agent. And I was a financial planner for 7 years, selling insurance, mutual funds, licensed to sell securities with the SEC. So I know a lot about real estate investing, also all this money stuff. And a lot of misinformation out there on the Federal Reserve. As time allows, I will talk about those things. And the money system more as well. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next caller we have from area code 910. Call from area code 910. What is your first name? And do you have our free freedom education package yet?
I'm on. Thank you. Appreciate it. Welcome.
You speak up, please. I barely hear you. I'm sorry, louder. I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Hello, are you there? Okay, try again.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
This is Tabitha.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yes, Tabitha. You have a free freedom education package?
No, not yet.
Okay. We'll be sure to sign up for that tonight. Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
What if you filed in 2018, but you planned on not filing anymore and they send the stimulus check? Will they require that back?
If you want to get that stimulus check, as I said, you have to file a 1040 income tax confession form with the IRS.
if they're going on 2018, if you haven't filed for 2019?
2018 is irrelevant. 2017, all the other years are irrelevant. If you want to get that check, you got to file a 1040 income tax confession form for 2019 for it. That is it. The other years are not related.
Okay, well, I don't think I'll file. So I'll forget the check. All right, that's all. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Tabitha. Okay, folks, that all the questions we have right now on live. If anybody else have any questions, there's no other questions there. And I think on YouTube commentary, let me see if any other questions there. Yes, and Joseph Aponte says, red pill time. Let's go. What a great ending, my friend. What a great message. I agree. You're absolutely right. This is red pill time, folks. You just took the red pill, my friends. Be sure to share this presentation with your friends. Email to them, YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter. Give them a chance. These are hard times for many people. They're looking for the truth. They got the time, especially if you know somebody who is now laid off from the work because of the coronavirus hoax. They got time to educate themselves. Yes, let them watch this. Become a subscriber to Freedom Law School YouTube channel. Make sure you ring the bell on the right side so you'll be notified of these presentations as they come up. Because I'm going to do some off schedule, not just Thursday nights at 7 p.m. every Thursday night. But other times, I'm going to do some of these also. So be sure to do that. And at livefreenow.org, you're going to get a lot there. Okay, now there's a couple of the comments just came up. Some Flea Market Mutt asked, does my Social Security disability draw from the birth certificate bond? The answer is no. There is no such thing as a birth certificate bond in the first place to draw anything from it. Your money from Social Security comes from the money that the government steals from the American people and they borrow from the Federal Reserve, and that's how they get out to you. What you paid into Social Security years ago, it went to General Treasury Fund of the United States and got spent. Okay? Now, let's see. All right, I think that's it. That's all the questions we have on there, folks. Thank you, my friends. I love you all. Thank you for giving your time and attention. Spread the good news. The truth will set you free. Seek the truth. It will set you free. And give your friends and family members the opportunity to set themselves free by sharing with them. Thank you. I'll be back with you again next Thursday night. I'll be giving you guys more presentations coming up in the next few days. Good night.